one of the great cases of the missing persons in Tanakh, in the Torah, is the whereabouts of Yitzchak, of Isaac, after Abraham, his father, brings him up on Mount Moriah for the Akedat Yitzchak, the binding of Isaac. The Torah tells us that it is only Abraham that came down from the mountain, and he met Eliezer, his servant, and his other son Ishmael. We don't hear what happened to Isaac, and the next time that we see him is 3 years later, when he is introduced to his future wife, Rivka. What happened to Yitzchak? What happened during the ensuing 3 years after the binding of Isaac? Most of the commentators suggest that for those 3 years, Abraham sent Yitzchak to a yeshiva, Jewish day school, to the yeshiva of Shem and Aver, where he could study and learn more about what it meant to be a Jew, to follow in the path of monotheism. That possibility, though, seems a bit odd. After all, Yitzchak was 37 years old. One would think that he would already have a solid Jewish education. Why now, at this point, was Abraham sending him to the yeshiva after 37 years of his life? I'd like to suggest an answer that I believe resonates not only with Yitzchak, but also with each and every one of us. I heard this from my daughter, Sarah Malka, who's studying in Israel this year at Yeshivat Shalavim. She heard this from one of the rabbis in the school in the name of Rabbeinu Bachya, who suggests that Yitzchak stayed on the mountain for 3 years to contemplate the meaning of this event in his life. And more importantly, his unique avoda, his unique way of serving God. What Rabbeinu Bachya is suggesting is just that one cannot go through an event as traumatic, as life-altering as the Akedah, the binding of Isaac, and move on. You can't just come down from the mountain and continue with life as before. Life is different, and I am different. In our own community, we've experienced, unfortunately, many tragedies in our community over the course of the past number of weeks. And the Rambam Maimonides teaches us that when events happen in our lives and in our community and in the world, we cannot just simply say it happened, but we have to ask ourselves, each and every one of us, what is the message for me? How can I grow from this experience? Life itself can become a blur unless we find time for reflections. Time for cheshbon hanefesh, for thinking about what something means to me. Yitzchak was teaching us by staying on the mountain for 3 years was that we need to spend time not moving so fast, but pausing and trying to make sense of what is happening in our lives. And how can we grow and learn from each experience? But I believe Rabbeinu Bachya is telling us a deeper message. For not only was Isaac trying to contemplate the meaning, but he was also trying to reflect on his own unique path. His own mission and tafkid in the world. There's a funny story that occurred to me just about a week ago when I was in Starbucks that I think crystallizes the second message. I happened to be sitting with Michael Rosemarin, who is the chair of the High Holiday Honors, and we were talking about the fact that this year we had two David Cohens that were in our synagogue. Both, in fact, Kohanim. And as we were talking in Starbucks, I felt like I was in a little coffee shop in Jerusalem. The fellow next to us, who was sipping his coffee, said, "My name is David Cohen." And I was getting really confused. We had two David Cohens in our synagogue, a guy whose name is David Cohen at the Starbucks, and I realized also my grandfather's name is David Cohen. And then he said to me, the David Cohen in the Starbucks, "I want to share you a story." He said he got a call a number of weeks ago from a sports agent who, as we all know, was probably looking for the David Cohen who pitches for the Mets, David Cohen. And the sports agent called this guy up and said, "Are you the David Cohen?" And he said, playing along, "I am the David Cohen." Of course, afterwards, I took his information. I told him if he comes up, he will get an honor on the High Holidays next year. But it caused me to pause and think about, we may have even the same names, but we all have our unique role. Think about this for a moment. Both Abraham and Yitzchak were both believers in God. Yet at the same time, we say in the Shemona Esrei, the quiet meditation, that we pray to the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. What does that mean? That each one had a different God? That we believe in polytheism? What it means is that although we believe in one God, we each have to identify what our unique mission is. What our unique way of serving God? What are we contributing to the world that only we can contribute? Abraham conveyed to the world the message of chesed, of kindness. Isaac, it was gevura, it was inner strength. And when Yitzchak was on that mountain for 3 years, he was saying, what can I contribute that is different than my father? What is my derech? What is my path? This idea is crystallized by a beautiful insight of the Slonim Rebbe. The Slonim Rebbe says, a great Hasidic master, that when God tells Abraham, lech lecha, go out, it doesn't just mean lech, go, but lecha, go. Find your own contribution. And he says that when we go to the world to come, he quotes a Sefer Torat Avod, a Kabbalistic writing, where it says that even if a Jew in this world davened and he was involved in mitzvot, if he didn't fulfill Metakenet Yehudo, what he was supposed to accomplish in this world, then he is missing the main task of why he is here. God will ask each and every one of us, Ma pa'alta ba'olam hazeh? Did you focus on what you were supposed to accomplish in this world? The tikkun, the rectification of your neshama, of your soul. That is the essence of the question of lech lecha. And that is what Yitzchak was contemplating on the mountain, and what each and every one of us must contemplate. Some individuals can live very long lives, but there are lives that are unproductive. A life that's a blur. Not a reflective life. Not a purposeful life. Some can lead lives that are much shorter, but where they accomplish things that are eternal, that reflect the best of who they are and make the world a better place. The message of Yitzchak resonates for many generations. Yitzchak was not missing during those 3 years. He was finding himself. He was understanding what he could contribute to the world and how he could become an av, a foundation and a pillar of the Jewish people. As we experience difficult times and joyous times, as we go from event to event in our lives, may we also have the courage, the patience, and the wisdom to reflect on the events in life, learn how we can grow from each one, find our unique contribution, and in this way we can truly be the descendants of Abraham and Yitzchak, and lech lecha. At the end of our lives, we can clearly say to God, not only was I committed to God, but I did the best that I could with the talents that you gave me. L'taken olam, to fix this world, with the Spirit of God, and God willing, left my mark and my neshama, so that we can lift the world and lift the Jewish people from one generation to the next.